A new music festival is coming to downtown Kingston this fall. The Downtown Kingston BIA has announced the launch of Road Trip, a new multi-genre festival set to take over Princess Street and Springer Market Square this September. The one-day festival is designed as a full day of music, local vendors, and community programming, with plans to expand in the coming years. I spoke with Downtown Kingston BIA events manager Sandy Griffiths about the inspiration behind the new festival and what folks can expect.
This has been in the works for quite a while. I was wondering if you could give us the background on where this idea came from for Road Trip.
Yeah, so we ran for decades the Limestone City Blues Festival. So I believe it ran for about 20 years, 20, maybe 22 years. And then we noticed, especially after COVID, that audiences were shifting, the landscape of festivals were shifting. And, you know, people were not attending those sort of niche festivals. So the Limestone City Blues Festival was a true blues festival. And it seemed like the landscape was shifting more towards like multi-genre festivals. So something where there's a little bit of something for everybody and every music taste. So we decided to end the Limestone City Blues Festival in 2020. And then the plan all along was to come back in 2025 with a multi-genre festival. We still, you know, we still wanted to produce some sort of larger scale music event in downtown Kingston. And so the plan was to come back in 2025. And then that changed to 2026 when we received a grant to do a winter festival. So we, you know, we sort of threw all of our energy into Spirit of Winter because we received a grant. So we did that in 2025, knowing that 2026 would be our festival deadline. But yeah, so that was always, you know, from the time we said goodbye to the Limestone City Blues Festival, we knew that we still wanted to create a bigger live music event in downtown Kingston for 2026.
Mm-hmm. And why the name and theme of Road Trip? What kind of brought that on?
Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of experience, in-house experience with blues festivals and blues musicians. But when we were talking something like large-scale multi-genre, we decided to hire consultants. And so we worked with two people who are sort of steeped in the Canadian music industry. So Steve Jordan used to be the head of CBC Music, and he's the founder of the Polaris Prize. He actually used to work for CFRC as well back in the day. And then Virginia Clark, who runs the Wolf Island Music Festival, and she's also the owner and operator of Flying V Productions. And they came to us with a proposal, and they came to us with a number of different festival names. And we fell in love with Road Trip for a few reasons. We love the nostalgia of, you know, everyone piling into the car and going on a road trip. We also, we love the idea of Kingston being a great road trip destination for people who are living, you know, Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, or the larger GTA. You know, we are an excellent road trip destination for everybody in those cities. And we're hoping to pull people from those cities for this festival, to show them what Kingston has to offer and, you know, introduce new people to the city.
Awesome. Yeah. And this is going to kind of take over downtown. I was wondering how Princess Street will change when it becomes the scenic route in September.
Yeah. So we will close Princess Street from Division down to Ontario. We will, I mean, first and foremost, we are a business improvement area. And so our mandate is to service our local businesses. So we will be inviting all of those businesses out onto the street to set up special activations, activities. We'll have vendors, food, and we'll actually have three stages set up on Princess Street. So we'll have one sort of higher up in near the hub at Division Street, and then one kind of halfway down, and then we'll have one at the bottom of the street near Ontario. And we'll have music, live music will be We'll sort of pivot from stage to stage so that you have an opportunity to see all of the music that the festival has to offer. So you can, you know, see a great live performance, do a little bit of shopping, maybe have a coffee, have something to eat, work your way down to the next live performance. And that's sort of how Princess Street will run throughout the day. And then in the evening, everything will move over to Springer Market Square, which is where we'll have our main stage event. So we'll have four performances on the main stage, including our festival headliner.
Awesome. And have we announced any of the artists yet, or is that going to be rolling out throughout the summer?
Yeah, that's coming sooner than later, actually. So it'll be long before the summer. We're really, really excited. The lineup is something we're really proud of. Again, we've worked with, you know, Virginia Clark and Steve Jordan, and their input has been, you know, so fantastic. Their knowledge, they're just very knowledgeable people. And it is a true multi-genre festival. So it really offers something for every musical taste.
Awesome. And looking ahead, what's the long-term dream for Road Trip? How are you hoping it kind of grows over the years?
Yeah, so we're starting off this year with a one-day festival. And we really are being conscientious in growing the festival in a rate that's sort of sustainable for us and the city and the partners that we work with to put on such a large-scale event. But we do want to grow it to a multi-day festival. So I think over the next few years, you'll see every year we'll sort of add a new feature, whether it's, you know, an evening club night, whether it's an art installation, whether it's extending a full day and having a different site for a main stage. But yeah, I think this is the first year of what we're hoping is going to be, you know, a festival that's around for a long time and that will really come to sort of define downtown Kingston and reinstate downtown Kingston as this really creative hub for music and art.
That was Sandy Griffiths, events manager with the Downtown Kingston BIA. The first Road Trip Music Festival takes place September 12th, with daytime programming along Princess Street and evening performances in Springer Market Square. As Sandy mentioned, the full lineup and ticket details will be announced in the coming weeks. You can keep an eye out for updates at roadtripkingston.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.